It's time for a film session presented by Frontier. Casey Phillips and Anthony Becht here. So nice to be doing a film session after a W. Tons of great plays, especially on the defensive side, I'm sure we could take a look at. And there were 6 sacks, but there was even so much more than a sack that really made an impact on the game.
You're right, and they come in bunches sometimes. When you stop the run like we did against the Jets, it gives more opportunities in the pass game for us to rush the passer. This is a third down opportunity. You talk about it. It's not just sacks. We also got a lot of pressures, and this is a unique pressure that we had on third down that utilized a little different look versus what the scheme of the Jets is from a protection standpoint. So we have 5 down linemen that are here. And we'll just show this out. And this is going to be basically a Mike blitz up the middle that's going to bring Quan Alexander right into the quarterback. And when we come back around, this is what makes this interesting. They got the 5 bigs and a back in the backfield, all right? So 5 defensive linemen, some unique creative looks. Beckwith, Lavonte David on the outside. So these 5 linemen have to protect for these 5 bodies. The one difference is who is going to take the Mike backer if he decides to come. Well, their normal blocking scheme is big on big. So 2 guys will go here, 2 guys will go here, and center will take wherever this defender goes on top of his head. The back is free releasing, so he has to get out. So watch what happens. We're going to bait the tackle with Lavonte David on the outside, and he's going to go take the back. By the time the tackle figures this out and shoots down to push the guard in, it's already too late. So you see Lavonte, he's on the edge. Tackle's got a kick for him. He jumps out, takes the backer. Now he's got to switch, take the guards guy who's getting pulled out by the looping defensive end, and then look at this. The guard is way too late. The center and the guard and the tackle on the left side have to take these 3 guys. And now what happens? It opens up a big C, pressure in the face of the quarterback. That's the most important. You got to get in front of the quarterback, especially a guy like Josh McCown who likes to throw off this back foot and can't throw an accurate throw by a tightly contested defender on the tight end. So, again, that's something that really sets the standard. It's not just sacks. You got to get to the quarterback.
And obviously the offense wasn't able to get as much going as they wanted to, but they were able to get it done when it really mattered towards the end of the game.
You're right. I think we kind of, you know, we stayed with the running game, which is great. Anytime you get 30 carries in a football game, that's huge. But again, when you get your maximizing your opportunities, again, it's all about situations. And the defense of the Jets is all about disguises. They've been good this entire season. This is the touchdown play where we threw a quick route to Sims on the outside. Very simple, and you think, okay, not a big deal. But let's keep our eyes on these 2 defenders. They're going to try to bait Damar Dotson because he's got the most dangerous. Normally, as a tackle, you get the most dangerous defender. It's the one inside. So they're going to pull him in. See him rush? Pulls Damar Dotson inside. And then when he drops out, he's got to go outside. Well, this outside linebacker is going to go heavy, and he's going to be right in the face of the quarterback. They are putting a bind in the linebacker, though, to try to defend the running back who comes out fast. Charles Sims does a great job at keeping his speed. Usually guys, when they come outside, they don't quite get full speed mode. Charles runs it hard. So now, even though they're trying to get a pickle for the tackle, they put themselves in a bind of the linebacker coming out. And then Chris Godwin, with a nice inside release on tight man coverage, he completely washes his guy out and makes it easy for the back. As we look at it on the back side, again, pressure on the quarterback here. That's always going to be tough. Watch the bait on the tackle. Inside linebacker coming hard, pulling Dotson down. And then Fitzpatrick being creative with the throw, right? He doesn't normally throw like this, but he has to adjust because of the pressure. Fitzpatrick instantly knows where the hot comes. And it's all about recognition, right? Getting the ball out of your hands, finding the open guy, having a plan before the snap. That's what Fitzpatrick did. Made that play something that's simple, but yet very difficult when you're talking about the fast and the speed of the game.
All right, great stuff as always, Anthony. That's going to do it for us here on Film Session.